Everyone deserves a second chance. Throughout life, we may make some bad decisions, which leaves us asking God, for that second chance. It is often in this moment that God is calling us to a conversion. Onesimus, who Paul is speaking about in his letter to Philemon, was a slave from Colossae who had run away from his master, perhaps guilty of theft. Paul looked with favor on Onesimus, whose father he had become in his imprisonment. Paul, therefore, sends Onesimus to Philemon no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother in Christ. The love shown by Paul compelled him to offer this second chance to Onesimus, who would later become a bishop and martyr for the faith. For others, it's not a matter of a second chance. Rather, it is recognizing the gifts God has given an individual and encouraging them in living out their vocation. St. Albert the Great, whom we commemorate today, did not have the support of his noble father. Yet God blessed Albert with incredible intellect and, to his father's disappointment, entered the Dominican order. He loved the world of academia, from studying the natural sciences to unearthing the connection between reason and experience to learning the geography of the earth. He's also patron of the scientists. As a prestigious teacher, he had the privilege of instructing and mentoring the great St. Thomas Aquinas. Toward the end of his life, he began to experience memory loss and dementia, which led to his gradual demise. We can learn from both Onesimus and St. Albert that our lives are meant to live out the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are all called to be witnesses to the truth. Who might you know that needs a second chance? Someone who is seeking knowledge and relationship with Christ, our Lord.